We come to the third section of thought in our study of the doctrine of the church this weekend and this hour.
好，这个时刻呢，我们在教会论的讨论上，我们来到了第三个部分，就是设立管理。
The set administration or the proper or ordained administration of the church.
这是神所设立的管理的方式，教会应当如何的照管。
We have answered the question on what basis the church should be governed, and the answer is sola scriptura, or the regulative principle.
我们已经回答了问题，就是教会应该照着什么样的方式，在什么基础上如何管理？答案是规范性的原则，就是唯独圣经，回归圣经，以圣经为规范来管理教会。
In this hour, we come to the question, how is the church to be governed?
好，这个钟头我们要讨论的问题是，教会当如何的治理呢？
When we ask the question, how is the church to be governed?
当我问这个问题的时候，教会当如何管理？
It's important to say that we have a very specific question in mind.
我们要声明啊，这是一个非常重要的问题。
We are not speaking of how the Old Testament church was to be governed.
我们所要讨论的不是旧约的教会是如何管理的。
It was governed by prophets, priests, and kings.
当然，旧约教会是借着先知、借着祭司，也借着君王来治理的。
And we are not speaking of how the universal church is governed.
我们所讨论的也不是普世教会是如何管理的。
It is governed by Christ and his apostles through their word and spirit.
当然，普世教会是借着耶稣基督元首，也借着他的使徒，也借着他的话语和圣灵来管理的。
We are not talking about how the church in the age to come will be governed.
我们所讨论的也不是将来末世的教会，那个将来的完美的教会如何管理的。
It will need no government in the sense that we fallen men need it now.
将来的教会不需要一个政府，像我们这些堕落的人所需要的一个管理制度，没有必要了。
No, the question we are asking is has to do with the local church. In the present gospel age,
我们所要回答的，我们所要问的问题是：现今的本地的教会应当如何管理
？How should the local church be governed today?
好，今天就是今生今世，当地的本地教会应当如何治理呢
？That's the question we're talking about.
这是我们所要讨论的焦点，今天要讨论的问题。
Now, in previous messages, I gave a general answer to this.
在上一篇道里头，我已经给了一个一般性的答案了，已经回答了。
The church should be governed according to sola scriptura or the regulative principle.
教会应该按着那规范性原则，就是唯独圣经、回归圣经的原则来管理。
The principus principle guides the church not only in its worship, but in its doctrine, task, and government.
不仅仅这个唯独圣经、回归圣经的原则可以应用到教会的敬拜上，也可以应用到教会的教义、教会的使命和教会的管理上各个方面。
Now this is a large and detailed subject.
这是一个很广泛而且非常细致的一个主题啊。
And I'm going to try to simplify it.
我会尽量的把它简化。
By in this hour and in the two times tomorrow, talking about three principles.
今天我们花一个钟头，还有明天的两节课，我们再花另外两节课，要讲到三个管理的原则。
What does the Bible specifically teach about how the church should be governed?
教会到底在细节上怎么教导，怎么管理他的教会？
It teaches three specific principles.
教导我们三个特殊的、特别的管理的原则。
And those three principles are the independent principle.
好，这三个原则，第一是教会独立的原则。
The democratic principle.
第二，教会民主，所谓民主的原则。
And the plural elder principle.
第三是众长老治理的原则。
So in this hour, we come to the independent principle.
这一堂课我们要讲内容是，教会独立的原则。
What do I mean?
什么意思呢？
In the exposition of the independent principle of church government, there are three things to be considered.
好，当我们讨论到教会独立的原则，就是合乎圣经的教会的管理制度的独立原则呢，有三件事情我们要考虑的。
The definition of the principle.
好，第一就是这个原则的定义。
The confirmation of the principle.
第二，这个原则的肯定。
And the objection to the principle.
第三，这个原则的反驳。
So first of all, what do I mean by the independent principle?
首先，我们要看看这个定义，何谓教会独立的原则。
I have to tell you what it is.
我首先要告诉你这是什么。
And what it is not.
这个也不是什么。
I'm going to tell you first what it is not.
首先，我告诉你这个教会独立原则不是什么呢？
It is not independence from Christ's authority.
这意思不是说跟基督的权柄独立开来，不在他的权柄之下，不是这个意思啊。
And we are not saying that the church is independent from the authority of its priest king.
我们不是说，哎，教会离开他的这个大祭司和他的君王耶稣基督可以独立生存，不是这个意思啊。
Neither does in the independent principle mean that there's no universal church government.
哦，这也不是说啊，没有一个普世的教会的一个管理，不是这个意思。
The church is not independent from the apostles of Christ, the Word of Christ, or the Spirit of Christ.
哦，教会不能离开他的使徒，不能离开他的话语，也不能离开他的圣灵。
The independent principle does not mean that each church is self-sufficient.
哦，教会独立的原则也不是说每个教会自己就自给自足了，不需要别人，不是这个意思。
That it has all the gifts and graces it needs with no assistance from other local churches.
这本地教会有所有的恩赐，有所有的一切的恩典，不需要其他的本地教会彼此扶持，不是这个意思。
Sometimes churches have to go find a pastor from outside their own church.
有时候，本地教会需要从外地找一个牧者来帮助牧养。
They need the assistance of another church to have a pastor.
他们需要其他的本地教会来一起帮助，来给他供应，给他，有神的话语的供应。
Independent churches have manifested their need for this kind of assistance and fellowship and communion with other churches in many ways.
这独立教会呢，有需要跟其他的本地教会，有彼此的交通，彼此的帮助，彼此的很多方式，彼此的互助，很多很多不同方式的彼此帮助。
Particular Baptists in history formed formal associations and fellowshiped among churches in many ways.
譬如这个宗派啊，就是特殊浸信会，有他们的宗派的很多的这个彼此的教会的联系和彼此的交通，很多的这种方式。
The Puritan Congregationalists of England.Spoke of meeting in occasional synods and councils.
清教徒的公理会，英国的，也讲到他们也偶尔会有一些聚在一起的公会，一起的聚集，彼此帮助。
The New England Congregationalists are the Puritans in New England practice these principles in what were called ministerial consociations.
新英格兰的公理会就是会，公理会呢也有他们的牧者的团契，也彼此扶持，彼此帮助。
So independent churches have never said we don't need other churches.
所以独立教会的意思不是说我们不需要别的肢体、别的教会来帮助彼此交通，不是这个意思。
But the key thing was this.
但是独立教会最关键的乃是。
These associations and councils and consociations were advisory in character.
这些团契啊，这些宗派啊，这些联会啊，这些等等的，不过是 有辅导性的作用，就是补助性的作用。
They exercise no authority or jurisdiction over the internal affairs of the local church.
这些什么团契啊，这些宗派啊，这些联会，没有权柄，没有高压的权柄来控制本地教会的内政，来干涉本地教会的内政。
In Presbyterian churches like this one,
就像这个长老会啊，美国长老会。
The presbytery can tell the local church what to do.
上面的长老会可以告诉下面的本地教会要做什么。
A meeting of the elders of their sister churches can impose their will on this church.
他们的这些众长老的聚集，他们所做的决定可以强加于本地教会。
And in churches that have bishops,
还有一些有主教的一些教会啊，
like the Church of England,
像英国的圣公会，
or the Methodist churches here in the United States,
或者美国的巡理会。
Or the Episcopal churches,
或者Episcopal 美国的这个英国的
Churches ruled by bishops.
Yeah, 英国的这个主教会这些宗派啊。
In those churches, the bishop can tell all the local churches under him what they are to do.
在那些教会里头，上面的主教可以告诉下面的本地的教会该做什么。他们可以指使他们。
But independent churches would concede no such authority to any human being.
但是本地的独立教会绝不让上面的主教指使他们做些任何事情。
Now the need for such associations and their limitations is clearly stated in the 1689 Baptist Confession.
在1689年的浸信会的信仰告白里头，清楚地讲到我们需要这样的教会的联会和这个联会的限制，很清楚地而且谨慎地讲到这些方面。
Go ahead and read.
好，这是信仰告白说的第十四条，每个地方教会及其所有成员都有责任为各地基督教会的利益和兴旺常常祷告，人都要按自己的情形和职业，以自己的恩赐和美德履行。同样，各个照着上帝的护理所建立的地方教会，都应该趁着机会互相之间进行交通，以促进平安，增进爱心，彼此造就。
Notice what it says in this paragraph.
注意这个段落里头讲的什么呢？
Local churches ought to hold communion among themselves.
地方教会应该在彼此之间有交通，有彼此的帮助。
They ought to be members of formal associations.
他们应该是彼此归属在一个联会里头，没有问题。
But there is a limitation, and it's stated in the next paragraph.
但是有限制哦，下一个段落就讲到限制是什么呢？当困难或争论出现，不论是与教义有关还是与行政有关，若关系到众教会或一个教会的和平、合一和造就，若有任何教会的成员因受到不符合真理和正确程序的警戒处置而遭受损害，根据基督的心意，众多有交通的教会当委任代表一同开会来思考所争论的事情，并提出意见，然后向所有有关的教会做出报告。但这些代表聚集时，并没有被委以任何真正的教会权柄，也没有在那些教会之上的任何司法权，可以用来向任何教会或个人施行惩戒，或将他们的裁判强加于教会或职员身上。
Notice what this paragraph says.
注意这个段落说的是什么。
They are not entrusted with any church power.
他们没有任何的教会权柄。
This council has, this does not have any jurisdiction over the churches.
这些团契也没有任何的司法权在教会之上。
They cannot impose their determination on the churches or its officers.
他们也不可以把他们的决定强加于教会或者职员身上。
So this is a statement of the independence of the local church.
所以这就是教会独立的一个说明。
What then is the independent principle?
那么到底什么才是教会独立的原则呢？
It may be identified negatively and positively.
我们可以从正面和负面来看。
Negatively, it means that there's no ecclesiastical authority on earth with jurisdiction over the local church.
从负面来说呢，就是说在世上没有任何的上面的主教的教会的权柄能够压制本地教会，强迫本地教会。
There's no outside bishop that can tell the local church what to do.
没有外面的主教可以告诉本地教会该做什么。
There's no outside council of elders that can tell the church what to do.
也没有教会的长老团啊、执事团啊，可以告诉这本地教会该做什么。
There's no pope that can tell the church what to do.
更没有教皇能够指使教会。
The local church is directly accountable to Christ and the apostles in heaven and accountable to no earthly authority.
所以本地教会只要向他的元首耶稣基督交账，和天上的使徒跟天上的主耶稣基督交账，所以他是独立的，不受任何的地上的教会的权柄的辖制。
And this positively means that each local church has been given sufficient authority to order its own worship and discipline.
好，从正面来说呢，就是每一个本地教会，神都给了他充足的权柄来管理他的教会的敬拜和他里面的教会的惩戒内部的事情。
Now in the The words of chapter 26 and paragraph 7 of the Baptist Confession, this means this.
在浸信会的信仰告白第26章第7段，他这么说啊，对于所有如此召集的教会，他都按照他的话语所宣布的心意，赐予他们一切必须的权柄，以执行由他制定，让他们持守的敬拜和管教，又赐给他们命令和规则，可用来正确的行使这权柄。
Each church has been given all the power and authority it needs to carry on its own worship and discipline.
每一个地方教会，神都给他充足的权柄，他所需用的，来能够施行他所需要的一切的治理或者他的管教纪律。
Now, that's what the independent principle is.
这就是教会独立的原则。
That's the definition.
这就是定义。
That's what we mean.
这就是我们的意思。
But does the Bible teach it?
但是否圣经这么教导呢？
That's why we come to the confirmation of the principle.
所以我们看到这个原则的肯定啊。
Here we ask about its biblical basis.
这里我们要问的是它圣经的根据何在。
We are going to show the biblical basis for what we have just said.
我们要拿出一些圣经根据来支持这信仰告白里的所陈述的。
This paragraph says five things about the authority given to the local church.
信仰告白这个段落里头告诉我们五件有关教会的本地教会的权柄的事情，五件事情。
And each of these five things is supported by two major passages of Scripture.
这每一件呢，都是由两段主要的经文来支持的。
If the local church is competent for this church discipline talked about in these passages, then it's competent for all lesser acts of authority.
如果本地教会 有能力管理自己教会的教会纪律问题，那么他也有能力管理任何次要的有关教会权柄的问题。
Let's look at those two passages.
我们看看这两段经
文。I'd like you to read them both.
Okay, 马太福音第十
Matthew 18:15-20. First of all,
马太福音第十八章十五节到二十节。你有圣经的可以翻开来自己看一看。马太福音，我们应该都会背。十五节到二十节。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你就得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭着两三个人口做见证，句句都可定准。若不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，地上捆绑的，天上也要捆绑；凡在你们地上所释放的，天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，你们中间两三个人同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。无论我那在哪里有两三个奉名聚集，在那里就有我在他们中间。
And 1 Corinthians 5.
好，哥林多前书第五章一到十三节。
Verses 1-13.
一到十三，哥林多前书第五章，找到没有？大家一起读，省我一点口沫，口水。第五章，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中间也没有，就是有人收了他的继母，你们还是自高自大，并不悲哀痛，把行这样事人从你们中间赶出去。我身子虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在。奉我们主耶稣基督的名，并用我们主耶稣的全能，要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他肉体，使他的灵魂在基督主耶稣基督日子可以得救。你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面教能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无教的面，应当把旧教除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无教饼。我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交，此话不是指这世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的，勒索的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开这世界方可。但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄的，是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就与他吃饭都不可。因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内人岂不是你们审判的吗？至于外人，有神审判他们。你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Now, each of these passages is addressed to the local church.
好，这两段经文都是向本地教会在说话。
And assumes that the local church has the authority to carry on the act of church discipline.
也都把本地教会当作有权柄能够施行教会纪律的。
Up to the point of putting someone out of the church.
甚至把那个犯罪的人赶出教会，有这样的权柄。
And so, in these passages, the defined recipient of this power to discipline is the local church.
所以在这些经文里头，那清楚的接受权柄来施行教会纪律的是本地教会。
Even the local church at Corinth, with all its problems, possesses this power.
甚至哥林多教会虽然有那么多问题，还是有这样的权柄。
In neither passage are the elders of the church even mentioned.
在两段经文里头都没有提到教会里的长老啊、牧者，都没提到。
There is, on the other hand, repeated references to the assembly of the local church.
但同时呢，在两段经文里都提到，不断提到教会的聚集，教会的聚集在一起的时候。
The complete sufficiency of this authority is suggested by the fact that the keys of the kingdom are given to the local church in Matthew 18.
在两段经文里都讲到， 教会 有全然的充足性来施行这个权柄，本地教会有这个权柄，因为提到了国度的钥匙给了他们。马太福音第十八章。
In 1 Corinthians 5, the sufficiency of this authority is suggested by the assertion that in the assembly of the church, the power of the Lord Jesus was present.
哥林多前书 第五章呢，提到他们有充足的权柄，是这是暗示在当他们聚集奉主名聚集的时候，主耶稣的全能也与他们同在。
It is also indicated by the command to the church to remove the wicked man in verse 7 and verse 13.
他们有这个权柄呢，也是借着教会有可以把那些犯罪的恶人从他们中间赶出去。第七节跟十三节都提到这一点。
If the church is commanded to remove the wicked man,
如果神吩咐教会又把那恶人赶出去的话，
it must have the authority to remove him.
那当然这个教会也有权柄把他们赶走。
It does not have to ask the bishop.
没有必要去请教主教可不可以。
It does not have to ask the council of elders meeting someplace else.
也没有必要问那些长老会啊，或者别的地方聚集的那些教会的领袖该怎么办，没必要。
It has the authority to do that by itself.
本地教会就有权柄把那犯罪的赶出去。
Notice the divine origin of this authority.
哦，请注意啊，这个权柄的的来源是出于神的。
It is because Christ himself dwells in even the smallest church of two or three people that the church has the power to discipline.
因为基督与就算最小的教会两三个人奉他名聚集都与这样的小教会同在，所以他有权柄施行教会纪律。
It's because the power of the Lord Jesus is present in the assembly at Corinth that they have the power to discipline.
因为在哥林多教会当信徒奉他名聚集的时候，主耶稣的全能与他们同在，所以他们有这样的权柄执行教会纪律。
The specified purpose of this authority includes the excommunication of a member of the church.
这个权柄的特殊的目的呢，也包括把他们教会的一些成员赶走。
If the church has the authority to put one of its members out,
如果教会有权柄把他其中一个成员开除的话，
surely it must have the authority to do anything else it needs to do to order its own worship and discipline.
那当然在其他方面，教会的敬拜啊，这些规矩啊，他也有权柄自己来制定。
And then Christ gives regulations for this power to the church in these two passages.
在这两段经文里头，基督呢也给了我们一些规矩，一些怎么样来施行这个权柄。
He gives the church detailed rules for its exercise.
给了我们一些详细的规条，我们如何运用神所赐给我们的这个权柄。
In terms of how it should be used. All both these passages.
两段经文里都提到这些权柄怎么样子来应用它，施行它。
Now, other evidence for the independence of the local church comes from the letters to the seven churches of Asia.
从写给亚细亚的七个教会的信中呢，我们也可以看到这各个本地教会的独立性。
Church discipline is brought up repeatedly in these letters.
在这些七封信里头，我们看到教会的纪律一次次的重复的反复提到。
But each church is held solely responsible for its own members and their discipline.
但各自的教会只对自己本地教会的会员有责任，要管理他们，要惩戒他们。
Christ never implies that the other churches must intervene so that there is proper discipline in another church.
基督在这七封信里头从来没有暗示其他教会可以干涉另外一个教会的内部的教会的惩治或是教会的纪律的问题。
And he does not say to the other six churches, You've got to meet together and take care of the mess in Laodicea.
他没有说，哎，你们其他六个教会要聚集在一块，大家一起讨论怎么样处理啊，老底家教会的问题，没有。
No, each church is responsible for its own discipline.
不，各自教会都要处理自己本地教会的惩戒问题，或是教会的纪律问题。
More evidence for the independence of the local church comes from the places where elders are identified as having authority over their own local churches.
还有更多的证明啊，是从就是来证明每个地方教会都是独立的，可以从长老，本地教会长老有责任来和权柄来管理有关自己教会的问题。
In Acts 20:28, the elders are told to be on guard for the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made them overseers.
使徒行传第二十章二十八节讲到，圣灵立你们做全群，你们就当为自己，为全群，因为神立你们做全群的监督，就这一群的人的监督，你们就有责任为他们警醒。
And similarly, the church at Thessalonica is told, Brethren, appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord.
同样的，帖撒罗尼迦教会，神也借着保罗写信给他告诉弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那些在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里头治理你们、劝诫你们的人。
Their elders don't have charge over other churches; they have charge over them.
你看这些长老只有权柄管理自己本地的教会，他没有权柄越超越他们到别的教会去多管闲事。
Such evidence, however, is not appreciated unless we remember the subject of the burden of proof.
这些证据呢，除非我们看到这个举证的责任，要不然我们没法看到它的重要性。
The regulative. Wait, what happened? The regulative principle means that nothing is to be added to or subtracted from biblical church government.
好，规范原则的意思就是不可以加添，也不可以减少，关乎教会治理，我们不能加，也不能减，必须回归圣经。
We have clear evidence from the Bible that elders were to oversee their own flock.
从圣经里头，我们有清楚的证据来看到，长老必须要监督他们自己所照管的羊群，自己一群。
We have clear evidence that local churches had authority to maintain their own purity.
我们从圣经也有清楚的证据来证明了，本地教会有权柄要保持自己教会的圣洁。
But where is the precedent, where is the warrant in the Bible for elders exercising discipline in other local churches?
请问圣经里头有没有这样的先例，或者有这样的支持来证明长老在别的教会也可以运用权柄来执行教会纪律呢？有没有？
The burden of proof is on those who would say that elders have a right to intervene in other local churches.
所以那些人认为，哎，这个长老有责任要管别的教会的闲事，他们必须要举证，有举证的责任，要拿出证明来。
And we ask the question, where is that warrant in the Bible?
我们问的问题是，哎，在圣经里头有没有这样子的根据，或者这样的先例？
The burden of proof is on the Presbyterians and those who believe in bishops.
所以那些相信主教制度的或者长老制度的，他们必须要证明他们有圣经根据。
And that brings us in the last place to the objection to the principle.
好，最后呢，我们要看看对这个原则的反驳，独立原则的反驳。
Because the Presbyterians do have a passage here.
因为长老会他们 有一段圣经根据哦。
Do you ask us where the biblical warrant is, they say?
他们说哎，你不是 问我们我们的长老制度就是众长老来管理很多教会我们的圣经根据何在是不是
Do you Baptists want a passage?
你们这些浸信会是不是要一段经文来支持啊
We have one.
我们的确有一段经文来支持啊。
It's Acts chapter 15.
是使徒行传第十五章。
It's the council at Jerusalem.
就是耶路撒冷的大会。
But you must understand something.
你必须要明白哦。
This is the only passage.
这是他们唯有的一段圣经根据的经文。
This is the only passage they can go to.
这是唯一他们可以找到一些根据的。
And if this passage does not prove their point,
如果这段经文不能支持他们的主教制度的话。
They have no other passage to go to.
他们就没有别的经文做依据了。
So does Acts 15 teach that there is a connection between local churches?
哦，是否使徒行传十五章教导，各个本地教会都要受一个大主教的管理呢？
So that the elders of other local churches can intervene in a local church and tell it what to do?
使徒行传十五章是否教导一个别的教会的长老可以来控制、来干涉各个本地教会的行政呢、内政呢
？Does Acts 15 teach that？
十五章使徒行传是不是教导这样的道理
？Well, turn in your Bibles.
你可以翻过去看看。
To that passage.
使徒行传十五章。
Because we will not read the entire passage, but I want you to look at parts of it.
我们不会细读，但是我们要看看其中一些部分啊。
Acts 15 gives an account of what's called the Council of Jerusalem.
哦，十五章给我们耶路撒冷大会的记录，发生了什么事
？And the argument for connectionalism and the objection to independence is founded on two points.
好，他们。要支持各个教会有联会是长老联会而且是不赞成独立教会的是根据两点
The first point
第一点
The gathering in Jerusalem exercised authority over many different local churches
耶路撒冷大会有权柄来管理许多的地方教会
Is this right?
是否是事实呢？这一点
，This point is certainly correct.
当然，他们说的是对的啊。
After the council was over,
当耶路撒冷大会完毕了
，and it had written letters to the churches,
他们就写信给各个地方教会。
Paul and Barnabas and Silas and others went to all the local churches.
保罗、巴拿巴还有希拉就到了各处的本地教会。
And they delivered.The decrees of the Council of Jerusalem.
他们就把耶路撒冷教会所做的决定就公布给各个教会了。
Acts 16:4.
16章第四节。
Go ahead and read it.
16章第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
The Council of Jerusalem.Did have authority over the local churches.
没错，耶路撒冷大会有权柄来，定规各处本地教会的行动。
This point is correct.
这一点是对的，没错。
The second point on which the argument rests, however, is this.
好，但是第二点呢，他们要根据的第二点来是。
The gathering in Jerusalem was a church council or synod.Constituted by elders representing many different local churches.
他们说呢，在耶路撒冷大会是各处各地的本地教会的长老的代表所组成的一个大会，一个会议。
Understand what the Presbyterians are saying?
你明白长老会在这说什么吗
？They're saying that the council in Jerusalem.
他们说耶路撒冷大会。
Was a council of elders from many different local churches.
是从许多的本地教会的长老的代表来参与的。
that had for that reason authority over the churches.
因此呢，就有权柄管理各处各地的本地教会。
Is that true?
这是事实吗？
Does the passage say that?
这段经文是那么说的吗？
No.
不不。
It's this point which must be disputed and is wrong.
这一点我们必须要反驳，必须证明它是错的。
It is true that there were elders there.
哦，没错，当场在耶路撒冷大会有一些长老参与，没错。
And it's true that the elders who were there were subordinately involved in the decision.
哦，也没错，这些长老他们都顺服啊，这个大会所做的决定，他们是顺服的。
Look at Acts 15:22.
看看十五章的二十二节。那时使徒和长老并全教会定义从他们中间拣选人差他们和保罗巴拿巴同往安提阿去。
See? Did you finish?
你看到吗？看到吗？二十二节长老。
See they say the elders decided to send men to all the churches.
你看到没有？是长老，使徒长老定义。
So elders were involved in the decision.
所以长老也在这个决定当中也参与了。
But there's a problem, isn't there?
但这里有个问题哦，对不对？
The passage also says the whole church was involved.
这段经文也说全教会也都参与了。
And there's another problem.
还有个问题。
Who were these elders?
这些长老是谁呢？
Were they elders from many local churches?
是不是从许多的本地教会而来的，聚集而来长老呢？
Actually, no.
其实不是的。
This elders, this council was not composed of elders of many churches.
这个大会不是从许多教会的代表的长老来参加的，不是的。
It wasn't composed of the elders of even two churches.
甚至不是两个教会，只有一个教会。
There's no evidence that Paul and Barnabas were included among the apostles and elders who made the decision.
甚至保罗跟巴拿巴都没有证据来证明他们参与了长老和使徒所做的决定，他们没有参与。
Read the passage for yourself.
你自己好好读这段经文。
But in verse 2, 4, 6, 22, 23, and 16, 4, Paul and Barnabas are distinguished from the elders in Jerusalem.
第二节、第四节、第六节、二十二、二十三，还有第十六章第四节，保罗跟巴拿巴和本地的长老和使徒是分开来的，他们不是一起的。
The elders who made this decision,
那些做决定的长老们，
were the elders of the church in Jerusalem.
他们是耶路撒冷本地教会的长老。
And Paul and Barnabas were not among them.
保罗跟巴拿巴不是他们的一部分。
The elders, they were elders of the church in Antioch.
他们是安提阿教会，保罗跟巴拿巴是安提阿教会的长老。
Not Jerusalem.
而不是耶路撒冷教会的。
Paul and Barnabas are actually excluded from the elders in Jerusalem in Acts 15:2-4 and 16:4.
所以第十五章的二节、四节、十六章四节，保罗跟巴拿巴从他们的决定当中是被排斥在外的。
And if Paul and Barnabas weren't among these elders, there's absolutely no proof that any other elders were there.
所以如果保罗跟巴拿巴都不参与在这些长老当中的话，那就没有任何证明其他教会的长老也参与在这个决定中。
From the other churches.
嗯哼。
So it's likely that the elders in the whole church are mentioned to emphasize that it wasn't just the apostles who made this decision.
所以这里啊，提到了整个教会的，还有长老。我们提到了，为了要强调，不仅是使徒做了决定，而且还有长老，还有整个教会都参与了。
You remember what the problem was?
你记得当时那个问题何在吗？
These Judaizers had gone out from the church in Jerusalem.
这些犹太人的律法主义者来到了各处的教会。
Teaching that circumcision was necessary for salvation.
教导信徒必须要受割礼才能得救。
This is the problem that brought Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem.
这就是把保罗跟巴拿巴带到耶路撒冷的原因，根本问题。
So it was not good enough for the apostles only to repudiate this doctrine.
所以单单是使徒要反驳这样的错误教导不够。
The apostles and the elders and the whole church had to repudiate the doctrine of the Judaizers.
不仅是使徒，还有众长老，还有整个教会都要反驳犹太律法主义的错误。
So the whole church and the elders are mentioned not because they had authority over other churches.
所以这里提到了整个教会还有长老，不是因为他们有权柄管理别的教会。
But because the other churches had to know that the entire church.With its elders and its members repudiated the teaching of the Judaizers.
那是因为别的教会需要知道，整个教会还有长老还有使徒都反驳犹太的律法主义者的教训。
Now, what really is going on in Jerusalem?
到底耶路撒冷发生什么事儿？
Why does this council have authority over all the churches?
为什么这个耶路撒冷大会有权柄能够支配其他的教会呢？
It did have authority over all the churches.
没错，这个耶路撒冷大会有权柄能够主宰其他教会。
But it did not have this authority because it was a representative assembly of the elders of many churches.
但它的权柄不是来自于因为它是各个本地教会的众长老的代表的聚集，不是这个原因。
Well, it had authority over all the churches.
它有权柄管理别的教会，是因为
because of the unique place it had in redemptive history.
因为耶路撒冷教会在救赎历史当中的特殊的地位。
The church at Jerusalem is different from any other church that's ever existed.
耶路撒冷的教会和世上任何教会都不一样。
And so it cannot be made an example for us or later churches.
所以耶路撒冷的教会不能够成为其他教会的一个先例或是一个榜样啊，其他的次要的教会的榜样。
How was it different?
好，为什么耶路撒冷教会跟其他教会不同呢？
Why did it have such authority?
为什么耶路撒冷教会有这样的权柄呢？
Well, it was the church where the 12 apostles of Christ were.
因为是耶稣的十二个使徒所在的教会啊。
That's the most important thing.
这是最重要的一点。
Their influence and presence gave their statements authority over all the churches.
所以这十二使徒他们的同在和他们的影响给了，给了他们权柄，能够做出这样的决定，能够支配其他教会，使徒的权柄。
Elders do not have authority over all the churches.
长老并没有这样的权柄。
But apostles do.
但使徒有。
This was also the first and mother church of Christianity.
这也是基督教的第一个教会，也是基督教所有教会的母会。
And its leaders, even if you didn't count the 12, were the original disciples and followers of Christ.
所以教会里的领袖，就算你没有把十二个使徒算进去，都是起初跟随基督的这些门徒啊。
So for all these reasons.
因着这些原因，种种原因
especially the fact that the 12 apostles were there,
特别这十二个使徒都在耶路撒冷教会里。
The church in Jerusalem had authority over all the other Christian churches.
所以耶路撒冷教会有权柄超越其他的本地教会。
So there's every reason to think that the Church of Jerusalem had a unique authority over the whole church.
所以我们有理由，相信耶路撒冷的教会有一个特殊的地位和权柄，超越所有的教会。
Acts 15 then can't sustain the burden of proof that Presbyterians place on it.
所以使徒行传十五章不能够，证明长老会的制度是对的。
Now think of what happens here.
你想想，当时发生什么事？
They've got to prove that elders have authority over other local churches.
长老会必须要证明啊，耶路撒冷的这些长老聚集有权柄支配本地教会。
They have to prove that.
他们必须要证明。
And they only have one passage that they say proves it.
他们说只有一段经文可以证明他们的观点。
Acts 15.
就使徒行传15章。
They don't have another passage.
他们没有别的经文可以支持他们的观点。
But Acts 15 doesn't prove it.
但使徒行传15章不能证明他们的立场。
Acts 15 is not clear.
使徒行传15章本身是不清楚的，不是个清楚的证明。
And so where are they left?
所以他们还有什么证明呢？还有什么根据呢？
They have no Bible at all.
他们就没有圣经根据了。
They have no proof at all from the Bible.
没有任何圣经的根据了。
And so before we can take their position,
所以在我们接纳他们的立场、他们的观点之前，
they must show us something in the Bible.
他们必须先要从圣经来证明自己是对的。
And they have nothing in the Bible to prove it.
他们在圣经里头找不到任何的根据。
So the independence of the local church is taught in the scriptures.
所以圣经清楚地教导每个教会，本地教会都是独立的。
No other view has any precedent or warrant or proof in the scriptures.
任何其他的观点在圣经里都没有先例，也没有根据。
Modern arrangements which infringe on the local church and its independence are wrong.
所以现代的教会管理方式，它干涉了或者危害于教会的独立性，本地教会的独立性都是错误的。
There is a contemporary trend to have multi-campus churches.
现在有一个现代的多校园的多校园一体化的管理制度。
Churches in Seattle may have a branch in Los Angeles.
在西雅图的教会也许在洛杉矶有一个分会。
Churches in one city may never meet together, but meet in four or five different places.
一个在同一个城市里头，这些教会在四五个地方一同聚集。
Unless such arrangements are temporary,
除非这样的安排是暂时性的啊。
They are a violation of the independence of the local church.
要不然这样的安排都是违反教会独立性的原则。
The man who's the pastor of those churches is like a bishop.
所以那个管理众教会的这个牧者就像一个大主教一样。
They may say they're Baptist churches.
他们可能说我是浸信会啊，独立教会啊。
But they're actually more like churches ruled by bishops.
其实他们更像主教的一个大主教的一个教会啊。
Or by presbyteries.
或者长老会，更像长老会。
Another violation of this principle is this.
另外违反独立教会原则的例子是。
There are charismatic apostles.
有一些所谓的灵恩派的使徒啊
，in quotes，
所谓的使徒啊
，who claim authority over many local churches，
他们说他们有权柄管理许许多多我们遮盖许多的小教会
，violating the independence of the local church，
这样做法也是违反了独立教会的原则。
True, the original apostles had authority over many local churches。
没错，起初的使徒有权柄管理众教会，没错。
And if there were apostles today, I suppose they would too.
那如果今天有使徒的话，有使徒的话，我相信他们也有权柄管理众教会啊，没错。
But the New Testament teaches that there are no apostles of Christ living in the world today.
然而新约教会教导我们，今天不再有活着的使徒了，使徒不再有了，职分没有了。
So as well, any pastor who claims authority over more than one church.Is violating the independence of the local church taught in the scriptures.
所以任何的牧者，他说他有权柄管理超过自己的本地教会之外的别的教会的话，他都违反了独立教会的原则。